When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, there's a lot going on with our football team, and you know that. And we are talking about it with you. We had on Coach Ra. You're going to hear that interview coming up in just a little bit. Our exclusive interview weekly with Coach Raheem Morris. And Caden Ellis stopped by the show as well, talking about the changes on the defense and acknowledging when he found out about Kirk Cousins and the change at quarterback. Now, Mike, everybody's talking about Penix. We keep talking about the readiness of Penix. How prepared is he going to be? I don't believe the contingency plan was at play here. They were not getting him ready as the season was progressing because they put all those eggs in one basket. That was Kirk Cousins. We're going to stay the course. So now there's this rush to get him ready for Sunday.
Right. So 70 practice plays, all throws. I said, ice up, Mike. So, I mean, yeah, it's no time for that hot dog at Costco. He's got to go throwing that football. It's hard, as you just said, to get that chemistry because the only time we really got to see him with all the receivers was – back in like the third and fourth week of August.
Camp.
That's it. And then once you get into that grind of the season, unless there's an injury, he's just not getting those reps. And, you know, this is a dynamic. You'll hear the Caden Ellis conversation. These guys love Kirk. Nobody expected it. I still don't think anybody in that room, in that quarterback's room, in that building, understands what happened to Kirk Cousins. I mean, the results, but how did you get there to all of a sudden now you can't do the things you were able to do?
Yeah, it's perplexing.
But now you turn the page. There's no time to cry over.
No, not
at
all.
Now it's all in with MPJ.
And we have to be. Let's hear Raheem Morris talk about when he made the decision to change quarterbacks. This is Ra.
The same way we do with all our decisions. You know, obviously you go in, you evaluate, you talk, you look at the tape, you go through all the process. You go through your next preparation and your daily things that you got to do. Obviously, you know, we got to play better at the position. We want to play better position, and that's what we made the decision to do that last night.
Let me ask you, Mike, do you think as we were losing these games, they were still saying that he was doing good things from a quarterback perspective? Meaning the result of the game wasn't the biggest factor, that they were still seeing him play the position in their eyes and whatever they thought, you know, and watching, that he was still playing the position fairly well. It was just these mistakes, but we're not concerned about, or not say concerned, right. but the result wasn't as prominent in the decision because, guys, we lost what? Four games?
Four in a row, and, you know, now you beat the Raiders, you win four out of your last five, but the inability, I just think at some point it was also what was going on between the ears was somehow translating to his feet. He's not setting. He's not going to the right progressions. I just broke it. I just watched it. Emmanuel Acho did a great breakdown about the Raiders, the interception in the Raider game, saying basically after Kirk Cousins did this, he had to be benched. I couldn't believe it.
It was bad.
And he's looking at it from a football player standpoint as a linebacker and said, look at this. You can't do this.
It was bad. Hook it.
I just think that, yeah, you get into the things I think for me, the first sort of slip was the Saints game, where he's just not hitting open receivers. Remember those first couple of passes in that game? High and away to the sideline, missing some stuff, high percentage stuff. Then, of course, the Saints come back in it. Look, I love the fact, and you will love hearing Caden Ellis taking ownership, saying, we let Kirk down in those games. But everybody knows the defense has certainly done more than enough. It's just Kirk can't process and can't play like he was.
Now, I will tell you guys, yesterday we took, and I'm guesstimating here, 40 calls, okay? All of them had one thing in common. They're all excited. Every one of you guys that talk to us are excited about what's to come. We had a guy call in and say, I just ordered my jersey. Right. We had a guy call in talking about going to these games now. And listen, we do not know what this looks like, but it can't be any worse.
No.
And that's where we're at right now. We need to win out. I said it earlier. We need to at least go 2-1 and hope the Bucks lose one, but we need to win out and see where this thing goes. Hey, this hour, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It is Thursday, 5 o'clock. And that means it's Boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. Mike, let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about what message this sends to the team. Because this is, for me, I think this is the bigger thing. When you have everybody moving in the right direction and this one thing isn't working, you've got to tell all these other guys that we're willing to do whatever it takes to win. He said it didn't feel that way, like it didn't mean that. But I feel like it does. Here's Raheem Morris.
I don't know if it's a message. I think it's just what we deal with. I think it's the National Football League. I think everybody knows you got to be ready when you're called upon. I think everybody knows that you always, you know, the NFL is a short-lived league, and you got to appreciate the moments. And I think everybody already knew that. I think for our guys, I think they're just going to go out there and play with, like they've been playing, the hair on fire and ready to go.
Yeah, I just think that the team, as look, you're watching film, whether you're on offense or defense, you can see it. If you played in the NFL, whether you're in the league a couple of years, whatever, you see it. It's just not working. But the hard part, this guy's a leader. This guy was the heart and soul of the team. We played it from the, the mini camp, where Bijan's like, man, this dude's for real. You know, and it's everything that's what, if you missed Ron Rivera's interview with us guys about Army-Navy, he says maybe Kirk takes on too much. And call it ego, call it hubris, like, I got this. And part of that comes with the swag surf, which we all love, and we're laughing and the trap stuff and all that, right?
It was fun.
And until all of a sudden now, what? Now, how does that guy then get overwhelmed by everything he's been able to do? That's what this is what we may never get the answer on, brother.
Going into someone's trap and trying to take over their trap.
I'm still trying to do it, Kirk. I'm with you. That's what we got to do. And I wish he was doing more of that. But that's not where we are. We got to live in the real world. Here is Michael Penix, Mike, talking about when Cousins called him. And we said this yesterday, for those who missed it. This is a class act. I know you guys think that this happens on all teams. I'm here to tell you it doesn't. It always doesn't happen. It may be reported, yeah, they talked. It's not necessarily true. And so for him to acknowledge, yeah, Kirk called me and is supportive, and he's going to do everything he can to help me.
Yeah, he just told me that, you know, he's in my corner, you know, the same way that I was for him whenever he was a starter. He said that he was going to come into the building, you know, continue to stay positive and, you know, do whatever he can to help me out and, you know, help this team win football games. So.
I mean, we forget that a guy walked out of our building just a short time ago and didn't even talk to the quarterback that was taking over. Let's not act like this doesn't happen.
Right.
So it is a big deal for Cousins, who, by the way, is established. His reputation, his brand, all those things, Mike. Yeah, man, it's kind of embarrassing. But guess what? This is what I do, and this is what I have to do for my team.
Now, one of the things which we didn't get into, whether this was always by design because of the way we run the football, you know, the wide zone scheme, is the play action. We always thought Kirk Cousins was going to be the play action guy. We gave him a pass the first few weeks because of the Achilles healing, right? And then, of course, it didn't really ever get to the rate we thought it was going to be. We ran the lowest amount of play action and him under center than the rest of the league. Well, you're not probably going to get much more with Michael Penix Jr. He was in the shotgun 81% of the time at Washington. Obviously, the explosive plays, you guys all saw what he did last year, certainly, if not the year before. So, Carl, do you think we're going to have Penix under center? Or is it going to be more pistol?
I think you have to. I think here's the thing that I believe is going to happen over the next 3 weeks as we get towards the playoffs. You've got to show teams that look that we've not been able to consistently have, Mike, to throw them off a little bit, to say, hey, look how more versatile our offense can be. If you're telling me we're going to see and do the same things we just did with Kirk Cousins, which we are going to do some of that, but we need him under center, Mike, to do the play action stuff. So now when teams are saying, we know Bijan's getting it 25 times, cool, we're going to stop that. No, you're not, because you're not going to know when it's coming. You have to put him under center. I think that's something that's got to change.
And apologize, guys.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Because we had so much time talking about Kirk Cousins with Coach, I forgot brain fart to ask him why we didn't see more Penix Jr. in preseason. That was something I wanted to ask him. We'll talk to him next week. But Penix Jr., I'm trying to think how much he was under center at camp. He was under center.
He was.
But this is something, but it's a big adjustment for guys. And not just, and from Jared Goff, a lot of guys had to learn this when they come to the NFL.
Well, what was crazy is, and I know you guys, you know, may or may not believe this, but at camp, so was Kirk Cousins under center.
Guys, that's why we couldn't understand the Steelers game.
They were running on, you know, these wide zone plays that we talk about, right? And then they do that same play where he would fake that and roll out and make a pass. And so we saw that numerous times. But then we didn't do a lot of it early on. All right, one other thing I want you to hear, and then we have to let you hear something that Mike and I were a little bit surprised about coming up in less than 5 minutes. Stay there. We're going to let you hear it. But this is Michael Penix asked the question. They asked him on whether or not it's been tough for him to see other rookies, specifically quarterbacks, Mike, the Caleb Williams of the world, the Jaden Daniels, all these guys playing while he was sitting and watching. Here's what he said.
I mean, it's not tough. You know, I was excited for him. You know, I'm happy for him. You know, we're in different positions. You know, obviously we brought in Kirk, you know, who was a vet. And, you know, I looked at that as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to grow in each and every day. And, you know, just soak in the process. And, you know, so that whenever my time does come, I'll be ready. You know, so I wouldn't look at it as challenging. You know, I was super excited for those guys. You know, I know a lot of those guys through either playing with them or seeing Jaden at the combine and training with him, you know, so I'm just super excited for them, and obviously we're not in the same position, so I didn't look at it in a bad way, you know.
It's the great debate amongst NFL coaches and personnel guys. Do you throw him in the deep end of the pool, or does he sit and watch, you know? And for anybody who says, hey, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre, worked out pretty good. Other guys, it's sink or swim. Peyton took his lumps that first year, and the rest is history.
Yeah,
you know, and did Tom Brady learn anything watching Bledsoe? It's funny, sometimes he says not necessarily. You know, so everybody processes it differently. One thing for sure, he was getting the mental reps, all the video of him on the sidelines. Certainly, he's going to be ready to roll.
Yeah, and I love the fact that the kid's like, look, their progress is not my progress. Just because I'm not playing doesn't mean that I'm behind in any way. Like, when my time comes, my time comes. And I love that he acknowledges that. There's no jealousy or anything like that. All those guys went to different situations. To your point, some of those teams were in desperate need of something right now. This team made the decision they made, and now, you know, he gets his opportunity.
Anthony Richardson was so dynamic, the Colts fans, you knew they wanted to see him out there. But this guy is a pocket passer backing up a pocket passer. But he does have the ability to move around that Kirk somehow lost. in the pocket.
Yeah.
So hopefully, as we said, I think you're going to temper your expectations. Giants are terrible in run defense. So some of the things, Carl, you saw against the Raiders, you may see in this game, but hopefully him getting that vertical passing game at some point, because that's why you said earlier, the play action should open things up with Penix.
It's got to. I'm not saying we got to be 90%, but you got to show some of that. 404-726-0929, it is our text line. You can hit us up. Find Mike on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. When we come back, how do guys feel about this move in the locker room? And one specific guy was super excited. Not really. It's Dukes and Bell.
We lost.
The reaction to the change of Michael Penix at quarterback has been good. The response has been good. How do his teammates feel? Caden Ellis stopped by the show. We're going to let you hear what he said and when he found out and what he has to say about Michael Penix, which I think is really fascinating and good information. But, Mike, what about other guys on this team? What about the vets? What about, Grady Jarrett?
Hey, man, Grady Jarrett on Michael Penix Jr. You definitely see the arm talent. You see the feel for the game he's got. I'm excited to see him with that first-team talent we've got. See, that's great stuff. That's from Mark Ramondi, by the way.
That is good.
Maria Martin had this from Channel 11. Ray talks about, loving this guy's energy, loving his vibe. He gives us a great opportunity for the young man. Can't wait. Ray in the same area, grew up there, watched him develop as we watching Washington play. Likes his game. Real quick, who else have I got here? Your boy, Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
The ball is definitely coming out. Quick! Can't wait to see him in a game.
I love it. Look, that's the kind of response that I'm expecting.
Yeah. So
what about Kyle Pitts?
Yes, Kyle Pitts. You could argue maybe Michael Penix Jr. and Kyle Pitts, they hit it off, and we finally get the guy in the end zone, and he's off and running. Hey, Pitts, how you feeling about man Penix?
I didn't think it would have happened this early or now. Also I just work here, so I'm not really tuning into those decisions. So. I'm just going out and trying to get wins and, making the best of it.
Come on, bro.
I just work here.
I mean, what do you mean you just work here?
I mean, no, Grady plays defense. You see the arm talent. You see the feel for the game. He's excited. Pitts, you excited?
I just work here.
Okay. What do you mean you just work here? You just show up, you put your hat on, you pull your hat down, you walk into the building, you don't speak to anybody?
The unicorn comes in, he punches the clock, Carl, and he watches the clock.
When did the Mongols rule China? I don't know. I just work here.
I mean, what does that mean?
All right. You know that we've been on Kyle Pitts and this lack of production. How much of this was on Zach Robinson's play calling? Because Higbee didn't really have great numbers with the Rams. But I thought this guy was the best tight end ever drafted. He's certainly the highest tight end ever drafted in the NFL. But we thought there'd be something happening. Him and Kirk, that Tampa game, 2 touchdowns, and then they didn't build off that. The only time we saw him was checkdowns in the Raider game. So you'd think, hey, if I'm Kyle Pitts, maybe because the way things have gone and Cousins has struggled, Mooney's not getting the ball anymore, Drake still gets the ball, but maybe Pitts, okay, you're a little down. Should you be excited that Penix Jr.'s in here?
What would you say you do here?
Yes! Mike, I don't understand, all right? And let me say this, too, by the way, before you guys are like, I can't believe y'all going in on Pitts. Listen, all I'm telling you is, if I'm Kyle Pitts, I should be overly excited about the idea that, hey, maybe I'm going to see more of The Rock.
I just work here.
But that's lame. I mean, I just work here. What does that mean? You just show up?
We talked about this earlier in the show for guys and girls in their cars now. We're talking about it again, but here it comes again on the text line. Oh, here we go. Here we go. You know what? The guys who text that in, you know what you are? You're just what Kyle Pitts is. You're a quiet quitter. He's a quiet quitter.
You think you hate this place more than me? I work here.
Kyle Pitts is a quiet quitter. Kyle, hey, man, we're going to get you up from 20th in the league in receptions at tight end to the top. We got a young delivery. Now we're going to get that vertical passing game. How you feeling about Penix Jr.?
I just work here.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Everybody in the audience knows damn well you ain't got no job, man.
You just work here. 404-726-0929. Guys, here's the deal. And I will defend Kyle Pitts on this because now I have to – look, I might have to step back a minute and tell you guys.
I just work here.
To tell you guys – maybe this was more of Kirk Cousins than it was the play calling.
Right.
More of Cousins not being able to do what we needed him to do than Zach Robinson calling the plays and maybe even calling his number.
Man, this dude he's legit.
Should we give him the benefit of the doubt now, Mike, over the last 5 weeks? Right.
Well, in the Minnesota game, as it was documented by Greg Olson, he ran a bad route and the ball hit him in the hands and he dropped it. And then when he did get open on the seam route, Kirk throws it 5 yards to the right.
Overthrew him.
So that's certainly on Kirk. But I think as Kirk slowly, whatever this was, you know, it wound down and the processing wasn't working properly. You know, everybody other than maybe Drake was just not. Darnell Mooney's touches went away.
No, they didn't.
So look, we've all been there. When you work for a company and you feel like you're being marginalized, like I think most of us have been there at one point or another. It's a shame when it happens. You feel you could contribute more. But I'm not hearing like, hey, man, stand up and be counted now that there's a new sheriff in town, a quarterback.
And defensive,
what a loser.
These defensive
Please,
guys.
Please, Steve, that's not fair.
Defensive guys, he's opinionated, Mike. Defensive guys, they are talking about it.
Right.
Everybody's talking about it. And when you just say, man, I don't know, bro, I just work here. Like that, to me, screams, I'm not invested in what is about to happen.
Also, I just work here.
Grady, I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see him. You see the arm talent. You see the feel for the game. Hey, Kyle, you're in that offensive side of the building. What
Let's
do you
go.
Think?
Let's go.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
So,
unbelievable.
And here it comes. How did I know? This is Cabron on the text line. Dukes and Bell would turn Penix getting the job into Pitts is lazy.
We didn't say it. He said it.
Look, there's some guys out there that certainly are feeling, are picking up what we're putting down. There's a trend here with Mr. Pitts, you know? And next time we have him on, we'll ask him. We asked him last time.
This place more than me. I work here.
We asked him, what do you need to work at? What do you need to be better at? You know, I mean, we'll ask him if he's, I'll ask him, do you ever the phrase quiet quitter?
404-726-0929.
I didn't work on anything.
Now,
that's the Andre Hunter, but he has worked on something this year.
Oh, he's come on. We want nothing but the best for Kyle Pitts. We've been saying it all year. You guys know this. Who was the guy standing on top of the building screaming that he's the key to the offense? Me. Who was screaming? He's got to be more involved. Me. It hasn't happened. Now, it's not his fault the quarterback has done whatever the hell this is. Mike, what are we going to call this, by the way? Whatever happened with Kirk Cousins, and I'm not trying to disrespect him. I'm just saying, like, the demise of Cousins, whatever this was.
I said it. I mean, Kirk would never admit. He said, like, he didn't forget how to play. He's not scared. I'm scared. He's not scared. I just think that when things started to go south, got into a slump. Now, quarterbacks, Tom Brady, the great ones, they're two games tops, and they get back and they figure it out. They get back on the horse. If it's an injury, that's different. He said specifically, it's not an injury. So to me, it's just, I thought it snowballed.
I thought it was afraid.
Because he was not able to do the things he needs to do. And now the specter, the looming of Michael Penix here, they drafted a guy. At some point, this guy's going to get a shot if I can't get it together. Yeah, I think
that's
added it.
It's all over.
Yeah. No, you're right, Steve. It is.
Oh, by the way, from King's Landing, where are the Kyle Pitts fans? That's 3 games left. Y'all like, I just work here line? Or are we still crazy calling that man lazy? Here.
Well, I just expected more. And maybe here's the deal. And here's the thing we don't know. Did they grab Kyle as he was walking to his car yesterday? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. 404-726-0929. And by the way, I'm not telling everybody that you have to be on board, but I will say this. You should be. You should be. Just like these players are talking about how they feel about this young man and what's about to happen, they have to be.
Everybody in Atlanta is excited about this, except for a guy who's going to be catching a football, hopefully, from this guy.
You know, also, I just work here.
All right. We just had to play that for you. We talked about it earlier.
It needed to be said.
It needed to be said. We had to play it for you because when I first heard it, I was
it's
like.
Just stuff that had to be said.
It needed to be said. It needed to be said.
Had to be. Did he just say he just works here? I just got my lunch, my brown bag, my hat, my hard hat on. I'm coming in here. I'm going to work my 5-6 hours.
So I just work.
Then I'm leaving.
I can't do the meme stuff. I can't create that. I don't know how to do the digitals. Can somebody put the do-rag on him and the cigarette butt like LeBron?
It's unbelievable.
Because, I mean, it's like, hey, man. Diddly eye Joe, the damned if I know.
Yeah.
I work here.
When did the Mongols rule China? I don't know. I just work here.
All right. Kyle, man, let's go.
Come on, Kyle. Big opportunity for you, Kyle. 3 games left. 3 games.
What if Penix comes out? The first 5 passes have gone to Kyle Pitts.
Boom, boom, boom. We just want to see.
What a loser.
No, please, Steve. That's not fair. We want to see the unicorn. I just didn't know the unicorn is a clock watcher. The unicorn. The unicorn. We need you. Pitch, you were drafted fourth. Where's your pride, Willie? Where's your sense of pride?
You would think he worked in a coal mine by saying what he's saying. I'm serious. You would think that.
Like, everybody in the audience knows damn well you ain't got no job, man.
Let's go, guys. We got to wrap it up. Let's go.
Come on, Pitts. Show some heart. Show some. Everybody in the team is making positive comments about the young quarterback. All right, there you go. We have driven that one into the ground.
It's just. Now I got to give you full disclosure. We've been talking about this damn Yacht Rock. This Yacht Rock documentary, and Orin has been dropping in stuff all day, and now you're going to go with this.
Giving you the best
idea. You're going to go with, by the way, great song. Great song. Anyways, all right, we're coming back. We got to talk some college football. You're going to hear from Coach Raheem Morris. Hey, man, brevity and levity, guys. We're trying to have some fun here. Mm. Everybody is on edge about this move with our Falcons. It's going to be fine. We're in a great spot. I just need everybody that's involved to be involved.
Show some enthusiasm.
It's Dukes and Bell. Was Coach Raheem Morris too patient in making this decision? He answered that question, and you will hear it coming up at 6 o'clock. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Who's ready for some college football playoffs? Mike, we get it starting Friday night. For those who are not familiar with this schedule, okay, it is Indiana-Notre Dame. And then we get three games on Saturday starting at noon with SMU-Penn State. Then you get Clemson at Texas, and then Tennessee at Ohio State. Now, let's start there real quick, because you've been saying you like Tennessee?
I don't know, man. I'm feeling a certain way about Tennessee. I just think there's so much extra pressure, extra noise up in Columbus for Ryan Day at the Shoe. And by the way, real quick, what's the buzz in Austin for the Clemson game? I mean, they thought they were probably going to get a bye. They probably thought they were going to be able to handle Georgia in the rematch. Are they a little bit
disappointed?
Yeah.
Disappointed. Look, it wouldn't surprise me if they come out flat, because you thought you had the answers in the SEC championship game. Now you lose in overtime. It's a hell of a game, right?
Right.
But you cannot. What's that? What Coach Ross say to us a couple of weeks back? You can't let the last game beat you the next week.
Lose twice from the same game, right?
This is one of those situations. Clemson is playing with house money. They are playing well. They played well against SMU, and give SMU credit. They came back and made it a game, but you had you needed a 56-yard field goal,
right,
walk-off to win this game. It wouldn't surprise me if they're a little flat. Maybe they can work out of it, Mike, or maybe they come out with gangbusters and they immediately blow Clemson's doors. Either way, 11 points for me, or 12, check that, for Texas, that's a lot. These games, this right. stuff gets unpredictable when you start talking about, you know, this isn't a neutral site, and I get it. Texas is getting the benefit of the doubt, but that's the largest spread of any of these games this weekend. Notre Dame's only a 7-point favorite over Indiana. Ohio State at home, 7.5.
Yeah, and you could argue the best Ohio State looked was in a loss at Oregon. Could you agree with me on that?
I do.
So I'm not saying Ohio State's gonna win. I mean Tennessee's gonna win, but I think Ohio State is not gonna cover 7.5. The ESPN analytics, shut up, nerd. They've got Ohio State 65% chance to win that game. I guess it's as far as Nico can go, right? For them, be explosive. Be a little. You'll need some superstar stuff from him.
Yeah,
because Tennessee's defense was very underrated.
It is. Their front is good,
and just
their front is good.
I think you can do some of the things certainly that Michigan was able to do against Ohio State. But anyway, that's just one out. I mean, I'm thinking out loud. But I think Clemson. Yeah, they feel that, you know, even though they lost to South Carolina and Georgia bad. I mean, the South Carolina loss was a tough one. But I don't know. I still don't know if I trust Quinn Ewers. I know I've said this to you a lot this season. What's the hook going to be if Quinn Ewers looks pretty weak? Are they going to go quick? I got to imagine that Sarkisian is going to go to Arch Manning. He's got to, right?
Well, it's similar to what we've seen. You know, it's not as bad, obviously, because they're winning. But what we've seen with Kirk Cousins, he just hasn't been as dynamic as you'd like for him to be, and his throws have been somewhat suspect. Mm. So if you are going to make a run in this tournament, because, again, the winner gets Arizona State, that's going to be here, right? The Peach Bowl. And then you get the Cotton Bowl. Winner moves on, and you will play either Oregon or the winner of Tennessee, Ohio State. And then, obviously, the championship from the top of the bracket. I just feel like, Mike, if you're going to make a run over the next 3 weeks, that's what's got to get fixed for Texas. The defense is solid. Man, Georgia knows that they played really well against them in the SEC championship game. They fixed the mistakes they made in that first game at home, But I think you're right. I don't believe you have time to just say, well, you know what, it's Quinn's team and we're going to ride it out. You got a chance to win a national championship. You cannot play those games. So I'm with you. I think if it's lackluster, it would not surprise me as we move through these playoffs that Arch has more series
right,
and more opportunities as they move through the playoffs.
SMU, is that Friday, Chris, the SMU-Penn State? That is going to be
Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon. It is 27 degrees is the high on Saturday in Happy Valley.
So how much does that play a role? Right,
it gets cold in Dallas, doesn't it?
Not like that.
You and I had an ice storm once.
We did for Super Bowl. We did. But I don't think, Mike, I would be more concerned with the snow. The cold is cold.
Notre Dame, by the way, Indiana is the standalone on Friday. Chris just said.
Mike. Yeah. I don't think that I'm concerned about the cold. I just feel like if it's snow, then I'd be more concerned about it. And we said this, guys. This is what makes this thing unique. If you were going to go have to play a cold weather team in this time of year. So the other games, as we move forward, remember Peach Bowl, Rose Bowl, then you tie the bowls in after this first round, Fiesta Bowl, so you know where your team's headed. And then, of course, Georgia's waiting to see who they play in the Sugar Bowl.
Hey, man, I'm sorry I'm bouncing back and forth on that Tennessee-Ohio State game. Just one little nugget. This is from from Sports Illustrated. The Buckeyes have got two offensive linemen that are down. Some big injuries. And Tennessee's got a pretty physical front.
Well, they've had those two guys. A lot of people say that's why they lost to Michigan.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Tennessee can push those guys around.
Their center is hurt. They've had those issues going into the Michigan game, and everybody said, oh, how big of a deal is it going to be? It was a big deal. By the way, they ranked the top 50 players in the college football playoff. Jalen Walker ranks as the highest dog as number 12. So this is not just dogs. It's across the board, right? And you're ranking all these players. He is the Buckus Award winner, Mike. Top linebacker in the college football. 57 tackles, 10.5 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks, 2 fumbles. He had a really good season. But if you're saying, all right, he is the top player on this Georgia team, at least according to the top 50 players in the college football playoff, the problem I have is you would have thought that would be Carson Beck.
Right.
It should have been going into the season and where we are, but the ups and downs and topsy-turvy season he's had, it's not. It's Jalen Walker.
So the winners you mentioned, Clemson, Texas coming back to play Arizona State.
Correct.
And so again, we are going to get scatabooed here at in the Peach Bowl, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Well, the cool thing is, I think Texas has played here right for the SEC championship game.
Right.
If they win Saturday, they'd come back and play Arizona State. If they win, then you go back home technically to the Cotton Bowl, play in Dallas, and then you come back to Georgia in Atlanta to play in the national championship game. They're familiar, right, is my point. The Cotton Bowl every year is where they play Oklahoma. That's a very familiar territory. Mike, they don't have to go somewhere that they don't feel like, oh, well, I don't know, man. I've never been to the Orange Bowl. It's been years since we've been down there.
Right. So we all assume Notre Dame beats Indiana?
I don't know about that.
Nicole Orbach was really, when we had her up at the Army-Navy game, she really loves the Hoosiers. And I'll see it. Look, I mean, you know me. If Notre Dame never wins another football game, it'll be too soon.
Oh, no doubt.
I would love to see Indiana advance.
As a dog fan, do you want Notre Dame? Is that a more appealing match? You want the easier matchup, right?
Indiana's the easier matchup.
Yeah,
I think we were talking about Indiana coming to Athens at one point, and obviously Georgia gets the bye by winning the SEC, but in the Sugar Bowl, those Hoosier fans would be bananas. Probably the only Sugar Bowl they ever get to go to.
I agree. I just, like, if I'm a dog, I'm going, I want Indiana. But if you want a premier matchup, because we saw it a few years ago, guys, remember when the Dogs went up to Notre Dame? How big that was?
Right.
It was big.
But they've got I know that we have to wrap our heads around that, yes, SMU is in the Atlantic Coast Conference, but the way, and they will, I'm telling you, there's no way, no how, that a Boise State would get a bye next year. They're going to tweak that, because if SMU upsets Penn State, SMU and Boise State in the festival, who the hell is watching that?
Oh, come on.
The casual fan ain't watching that.
Don't be
the casual fan is not going to watch that.
Don't be a guy who, because you don't like the brands, don't give them a shot to be interesting.
Chris, your level of interest in SMU and Boise State, if they pull the upset at Happy Valley.
Just because of Ashton Gentry. I mean, you just want to see what he could do against stiffer competition.
So you know what, Chris, you bring this up, and we were talking about this. Genty's the running back who did not win the Heisman. Travis Hunter won the Heisman. But he was like 100 yards or so, maybe less, off of the record, the rushing record, right, the NCAA rushing record that Barry Sanders set. And, Mike, everybody and their mom knows that's what Boise State does. Nobody's been able to stop it all year. Nobody. So this kid's running for 150, 200, 4 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns. Chris is right. That's what makes that interesting. And if it's Penn State, can they do that against Penn State? Is this kid going to go off against Penn State?
A really good Penn State defense. And, you know, again, we just said Ohio State's probably best game, a loss to Oregon. Penn State's best game, a loss to Oregon.
Hands down. 404-726-0929.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Boise State actually played one more ranked opponent than Indiana.
And Indiana played none.
Right.
They played Ohio State.
One.
Yeah, Ohio State.
State had two.
Yeah. But my point I'm just getting to is they will put the bigger boys in that spot, even though, yes, you make the argument for Genty and Boise State, but still, I just can't see a small conference getting a bye next year.
Well, but isn't that what this is about, though? Honestly, like if SMU and Boise went on to the Fiesta Bowl, and let's just say, I don't know, if SMU or Boise wins and they are one game away from the national championship, isn't this what they want? Like it's easy to say, yeah, it's like the NCAA tournament. We like chalk, but at the end of the day, when that underdog somehow advances, all of a sudden it gets really interesting. And then guess what?
Yeah, but when it's George Mason and Butler, nobody gives a flip.
Well, that's fine, but it's not that. You create this so you say, everybody who should have a chance to be in it has a chance to be in it.
These guys are still making a TV show. That's what I thought. Then the whole strength
of
schedule.
Well, that ain't a TV show.
No, that's what I'm saying. They played the strength of schedule, meant no difference. And this is the lemon, I think, you're going to get. Hey, we could be wrong. I could be wrong on this. Could be an amazing game. First things first, SMU's got to get a win in cold weather up in PA.
It's going to be a fun weekend. We're going to break it down. We'll give you our picks tomorrow. Make sure you're here. We are going to be at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw location. But not just us, guys. All the shows, Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, all will be there at Kennesaw. So we'll be in there at 2 o'clock. Make sure you check us out if you get a chance to come through. All right, when we come back, Coach Raheem Morris. Was he too patient in making this decision? Should it have been done weeks ago? He answers that and much more next.